Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good evening. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, we're here for you on The Bright Side, and we'd love hearing from you. 844-236-6010. We're trying to get Greg McPherson on the bottom of the hour. Greg is a biotechnologist and a pharmacist, and he talks about something called zombie cells, which we have discussed in the past. At least with Greg, we've discussed it. Zombie cells are kind of like a dramatic sort of attention-getting moniker for what are technically called senescent cells. Senescent means aging. And senescent cells, aging cells, zombie cells, whatever you want to call them, these are cells that are no longer able to divide. They don't divide anymore. And they're just kind of waiting to die, basically. They're waiting to be eliminated by the body's defensive or immune system cells. These are cells that were functional at one time. They're like people, you know. Sad but true. That's how it goes. Senescent cells are like senescent people. You know, they were functional at one time, and then they're not so functional anymore. And then they're just waiting to be removed. That doesn't sound so nice, but that's basically what happens anyway. It happens to zombie cells. And these zombie cells allow the body to not have cells, old, non-functional, or poorly functioning cells dividing. You don't want that. Not only that, but zombie cells are cells that they're senescent for a reason. They're not functioning properly. They're not, they may even have mutations in them. So the body has a mechanism for getting rid of these zombie cells. The spleen is constantly monitoring the bloodstream for old cells, not necessarily zombie cells, but the body has a system in place for getting rid of these senescent cells. And helping the body get rid of these senescent cells, these old cells, is a strategy that you can employ using nutritional supplementation as well as calorie restriction. In fact, the process of getting rid of zombie cells is called autophagy or autophagy. Auto means self, phage means eating. Autophagy or autophagy is self-cleaning. The body self-cleans. It eats itself. It doesn't eat the bad stuff. It doesn't eat the good stuff. It eats the bad stuff. It eats stuff that's not viable or valuable. In fact, there are immune cells called macrophages, which is big eaters. Autophagy is self-eating. Macrophages are cells that are big eaters. Cells eat. The cells in the immune system literally Pac-Man away bad guys, enemies, old cells, etc. And helping the body do this is a very important part of staying younger longer. of slowing down the aging process, because as these zombie cells and senescent cells and all the detoxification and elimination work has to be done over time, that drains the body. So calorie restriction is one of the all-time great autophagy and anti-aging strategies for getting rid of zombie cells. Calorie restriction. The ketogenic diet also, by the way, is another good strategy. Fasting is a good strategy. That's why every study that's ever been done on calorie restriction and aging shows that calorie restriction slows down the aging process, partially because it stimulates or turns on autophagy. There's also herbs, herbal phytonutrients that are found in herbs that can do that. Specifically, they call them adaptogens. Adaptogens have a anti-zombie cell property. You heard the term adaptogens. They help the body adapt. Any case, Greg McPherson will be with us at the bottom of the hour. Hopefully, we're still trying to get him. He's a very interesting and unique scientist, and he's a pharmacist on top of everything else. That'll be at the bottom of the hour if we can get a hold of him. He is in New Zealand, so we're trying to get a hold of him now. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team, you know where to go, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. So I want to continue talking about fats, this whole thing that we've been covering. Fats are distinct from water. Oil and water don't mix. Like attracts like. This is a primal, fundamental, basic distinction in chemistry that needs to be acknowledged and recognized when you're supplementing, when you're eating, when you're taking prescription medication, if you're doing that. This distinction between fats and water is critical to understand because they're processed by the body differently. They're handled by the body differently. The watery ones, we haven't really touched on those because they're not as interesting. The fatty ones, those are really interesting because they're complicated. So there's lots of things going on with those fats. Because it turns out with the fats, with a fatty molecule, the energy is spread out. With a watery molecule, the energy is kind of it's all kind of concentrated in one part of the molecule, the thing. I don't want to get, try not to get too much into chemistry here, because I just want you to visualize it here. With a fatty molecule, the energy is spread out, think of it like dispersed. That's why fatty molecules are sticky. Watery molecules are not sticky. You can wash those away with water, literally. But fatty molecules are sticky because the energy is spread. It's like almost like they have a lot of little magnets surrounding them, like Velcro. The reason Velcro is sticky, it has a lot of little places where you can hook, where the two sides can hook. And that's kind of how fats are. It's got a lot of little nooks and crannies in it. And so fats create a whole different biochemistry than water-soluble nutrients. It's much more complicated for fats. Bile is involved. Digestive enzymes like pancreatin are involved. Stomach acid is involved. It's a whole bunch of stuff that has to go right for fats to be absorbed and fats to be utilized. And to compound that problem, we singularly eat the crappiest fats an animal, anything, could ingest. If we knew what was going on when we ingested those fats, the ones that are on the food channel, the ones that are on the commercials, the ones that we're encouraged to eat at every turn, and that tap into our basic need for fats, it is murder. It is no less than murder, the fats that we're being given and the way they're processing fats. They used to, up until, I don't know, maybe the, I think it was the 80s, somewhere in the 80s, they used to fry fat in animal fat. They used to deep fry French fries in animal fat. They used to fry French fries in animal fat, lard. And then the government got this great idea, we should be using vegetable oil. Because everybody knows that saturated fat's bad for you. Well, that was dumb. Fried polyunsaturated fats, fried liquid fats, are awful, way worse than fried animal fats. Not that fried animal fats are good either, but it's almost like, it is exactly like giving the human race poison. To the body, the biochemistry of the body, those kinds of fats represent poison. They represent among the most toxic things a body can eat. A biochemistry has to deal with. That's why everybody has fatty liver. One out of three, probably at this point, is probably like half of people have fatty liver disease. They call it NAFLD, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. There's a lot of reasons why that happens, but one of the most important is this crazy amount of fried and processed and poison and toxic fats that we're eating. All right. 844-236-6010 is our number. Hopefully, Greg McPherson will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls next segment. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extra.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number. And Greg McPherson will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about zombie cells and his book, Harnessing the Nine Hallmarks of Aging, which is available at the9hallmarksofaging.com. And it's got some really interesting anti-aging stuff. We'll talk about the book as well as zombie cells with Greg McPherson, pharmacist, biotechnologist, author, scientist. At the bottom of the hour, we'll get your calls to this segment, 844-236-6010. So I'm just going to talk real quickly because I want to get to as many calls as we can. And I hate rushing also, even though I invariably do. So real quickly, this whole idea of the toxic rancid fats can be bypassed. Number one, obviously, don't eat the crappy fats. That's the simplest. But what you really want to do is you want to start giving yourself the good fats. You want to start to replace the amount of fats that you're using that are fried or processed vegetable oils and replace them with solid oils. The problem is really in the liquid oils. The liquid oils, like what they call polyunsaturated oils, those of us who grew up in the 70s and 80s remember how good polyunsaturated oils were for you. And they were trying to push these vegetable oils on us. Well, it turns out they were awful. And here's a clue for you. If your oil is in a clear bottle, don't use it. That's a chemistry tip for you. If oil comes in a clear bottle, don't use it. Stuff that's in that in the oil section of the grocery store. You always want your oils kept dark, in a dark bottle, and cold, and away from oxygen. What makes oils so darn amazing, that sticky stuff that we talked about, how they stick to things, well, one of their favorite things to stick to, these fats, is, liquid fats that is, oxygen. They're very sticky in general, but they love to stick to oxygen. They love to react with oxygen. That's why we use them for fuels. And not only do we use them for fuels in the macro sense in our culture, we use them for fuels in a micro sense, not even a micro, a quantum sense, inside a cell. The same kind of chemical reaction that occurs with gasoline in your car occurs inside a cell, except it's happening at the quantum level. It's not happening with gasoline. It's happening with fat. With fatty acids, the quantum version of gasoline. Same idea, though. It all has to do with the stickiness that fats have with oxygen. That stickiness creates explosions. That's what combustion is. It's the stickiness, the reaction of oxygen and gas, or fat, I should say, oil. So these fats are really, really important. And that's why, if you're having a problem with fried fats and you have to have fried fats, you have to have fats and you can't get enough fat, as soon as the french fries are out, you can't stop eating them. And you can't eat just one Lay's potato chip. If that sounds familiar, you need to know about and you need to start using essential fatty acids, EFAs. They're the good fats, and you want to make sure your EFAs are kept in a gel cap, which protects it, or kept in a dark bottle in a cold setting, a cold environment, and away from oxygen. And EFAs are the cure, ingestion of EFAs, are the cure for fat cravings, especially for fried fats, which are never okay. All right. 844-236-6010 is our number. Greg McPherson will be with us shortly, and let's go to Minnesota and say hello to Kathy. Hey, Kathy.
Hi, Ben. I have been dealing with psoriasis for a couple of months, what I believe is psoriasis, and I came down with what I think was COVID, and it went away. It was.
Now, why do you think that was?
Because my immune system was
Yes, you
triggered.
Activate your immune. Yes, exactly. That's a classic example of hormesis and a classic example of why you don't mess around with the immune system with outside injections. Any biochemist can tell you you're playing with fire, number one, and you're depriving the body of its God-given ability to deal with these things, number two. It's the height of stupidity as well as human rudeness to do that to people. And that's what you exhibit, what you witness is the manifestation of God's immune system at work. Congratulations, Kathy.
Well, no, it's coming back.
Okay. Well, you don't want to have COVID again. You don't want to get COVID again.
But
the fact that it's coming back tells you didn't really solve the problem. So what's the problem? When you have flare-ups like this, it's always a good idea to check the digestive system, but the flare-ups are a clue. Like, what did you just do in real time when you get a flare-up? The flare-ups are your best friend because they'll tell you what you're doing in real time. If you as close to real time as you can get within a couple hours, they'll tell you what you're doing. Just say, what did I eat a couple hours ago, 5 hours ago, 8 hours ago, you know, yesterday, somewhere in the last 8 to 24 hours, what did I put in my body? That's what a flare-up does. There's several reasons why people have psoriasis. I'm going to run out of time, so I'm just going to cut to the chase here. It's really fascinating from a disease standpoint. It's super fascinating. People who have psoriasis oftentimes have messed up blood fats, which was what we've been talking about this whole time.
Yeah.
You know, the last few months, actually. So start working on the good fats. How do you do that? Start using fish oil. No, I should say cod liver oil, not fish oil. Cod liver oil is a preferred form of fish oil because cod tend to be cold water. And you want to have your fish cold water. You want them clean, too. So cod is the cleanest, usually. These days it's hard to find clean, but, you know, the cleanest. Cod liver oil, as well as omega-3 essential fatty acids and omega-6 essential fatty acids. Sounds like a job for the ultimate EFAs for longevity. And then also, I might add, get yourself some sun. The sun is the mortal enemy of psoriasis, of psoriatic plaques. In fact, they'll actually put you in a sun lamp if you go to a dermatologist, but you don't need a sun lamp. You just go out in the sun, or you can get a sun lamp, too. That's another thing you could do. And then a couple other things you might want to consider are fatty vitamins. In addition to vitamin D is vitamin A.
Okay.
Vitamin A has to do with keeping cells dividing at just the right rate. Psoriasis, they're going too fast. Topically, you can use salicylic acid. There's so much more to psoriasis, and it's really fascinating. I definitely will be talking about it in the coming days. But because we're going to run out of time, I want to make sure you get taken care of. So fats, number one, fatty vitamins, and then also make sure you're dealing with any digestive issues. Do you like French fries? I shouldn't say everybody likes French fries, but are you out of control with the fatty foods kind of thing? Like you can't get enough fat?
We've been trying to really narrow it down, so I just cut out dairy.
Dairy's
and I'm trying
a culprit.
To figure out
dairy's
if that's been causing upset stomach, and I think coffee might be not doing me any favors. But
You'll know. Just be attuned to your body, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, Ben.
All right, take care, Kathy. Bye. Let's see if we got one more call in here. I don't know. Might run out of time, but we'll see. What's going on? Who do we have here?
Ben, it's Greg, my person calling from New Zealand.
Oh, it's Greg. You're on hold.
How you?
Greg, we're taking a commercial break, but we'll get to you in about 2 minutes or 3 minutes. That's Greg McPherson. Thank you, Greg. Hang tight, okay, buddy? Greg McPherson is going to be with us in our next segment, the book Harnessing the 9 Hallmarks of Aging, and we're going to talk about the book, and we'll also talk about zombie cells with pharmacist, scientist, biotechnologist, and author Greg McPherson on The Bright Side right after this.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Longevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Longevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's ongoing talk in Washington about how the Biden administration will work with Congress to regulate guns following a recent string of mass shootings. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi putting forward a gun bill that will be voted on in the House next week. Democratic Senator from Connecticut, Chris Murphy, with an update on the bipartisan negotiations.
I've never been part of negotiations as serious as these. There are more Republicans at the table talking about changing our gun laws and investing in mental health than at any time since Sandy Hook.
That audio courtesy of CNN's State of the Union. Rough seas are predicted along the East Coast because of Tropical Storm Alex. The storm that drenched Florida with heavy rain turned into a tropical storm Sunday, becoming the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
One of the shooting victims who survived the Uvalde shooting last week is being released from the hospital. University Hospital in San Antonio announcing on Twitter that a 9-year-old shooting victim has been discharged. A 10-year-old boy remains in serious condition, and a 66-year-old woman believed to be the shooter's grandmother is in good condition. American Airlines is grounding 100 regional flights due to a pilot shortage. CEO Robert Isom telling the Bernstein Strategies Decisions Conference in New York there's a bit of a supply and demand imbalance. The North Texas-based airline is trying to make up by using larger jets. American is working to hire more pilots as it gets ready for a slew of retirements between 2023 and 2029. A flashcard depicting a pregnant man was used in a North Carolina preschool classroom to teach colors. Some parents are concerned that they were not told this was being used. North Carolina State Representative Erin Perret says she's glad the principal and school district acted immediately.
Loving families come in all different shapes and sizes, and thank goodness for that. I mean, kids need loving families right now more than anything else. But I think when you're looking at a card in front of a preschooler that has a mommy hugging a daddy with a baby in his belly, that's just not age-appropriate material to be showing preschoolers.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Saturdays and Sundays, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a search engine. If you miss a program, we've got 12 years of archived information. Just hit that search box and look for whatever you're interested in. And also, don't forget to take a look at the Youngevity products as well as the Youngevity business opportunity. If you want to start a Youngevity business, you can click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com or on my blog, pharmacistben.com, or our videos and news stories and blog posts, which are up at criticalhealthnews.com. And also, I'd like to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy. Check them out at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health formulations, formulated for healing, but you get beauty benefits too. and that is, you can check them all out at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am really psyched to talk to our guest today. Greg McPherson is a fellow pharmacist, and much more than a fellow pharmacist. He's also an author and a biotechnologist and a scientist and an anti-aging specialist, I would venture to say, because his book is all about anti-aging, and he's got all kinds of great concepts and ideas here that I am excited to talk to Greg about. The book is Harnessing the 9 Hallmarks of Aging to Live Your Healthiest Life, and it's available at the9hallmarksofaging.com. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Greg McPherson, all the way from New Zealand. Or is it Australia? New Zealand or Australia, Greg?
New Zealand, Ben.
New Zealand.
Great to talk with you. Thank you.
And great to talk with you as well. What part of New Zealand are you from?
I'm calling in from Auckland, which is
Auckland,
the top of the North Island.
Yes. I spent time in Auckland, and New Zealand is quite a beautiful, beautiful part of the world. So I have nothing but admiration for New Zealand and New Zealanders, and you as well. Your book is awesome, and I love your ideas. And in fact, I love, you have so much to talk about in the book that isn't even about like physical stuff. Like the whole concept of what aging is really fascinating. Like how we look at aging and how we think about aging and the impact of that. Before we get into these harnessing the 9 hallmarks of aging concept, talk to us a little bit about this idea of what aging is really, like from a physiologic standpoint and then from a psychological standpoint.
Yeah, absolutely, Ben. We know aging, really. It's just the gradual decline of our bodies and ourselves as we age, and that's affected by all sorts of things like stress and just daily living. So that fundamentally is what organism aging is. From a psychological perspective, though, it's super interesting because we can actually change how we age if we're really positive about it. But even from a societal perspective as well, we this weird thing called ageism, which we all do, but it also it happens to all of us as well.
Uh-huh. Isn't that crazy? Crazy strategy for a society to be built to not respect people as they get older, because everybody's going to get older. Doesn't it seem like it makes sense just to make aging as easy as possible, like for society to do that? I always found that very interesting that we don't do that intentionally in our society, because everybody's going to get old, right? Hopefully, anyway.
Yeah, 100%. And I think there are cultures that do it really well, but for whatever reason, European cultures tend to park our old folk up, and it's just not the best way to do it, I'm sure.
It really isn't, and it makes aging kind of terrifying, doesn't it? I mean, when you think about it, I have friends who are like in their 90s, and God love them, they're there, but they're alive, but they're not really all that functional.
Yeah, we really need to start a movement, Ben, and actually change that up, because older folk, we're all going to become them eventually if we're lucky, and there's so much wisdom and knowledge and wealth that they can help our society. So no, put them on the throne
Put them on the throne. I'll bet you that single move alone would change society dramatically. It would make society from like our American culture anyway, from approaching a hellish place to like a heavenish place. Just that one little thing, just honoring old people.
Yeah.
All right, so you say, in the book you call aging time-dependent decline, which is cool, and that implies that it's inevitable, but the inevitability, it can be slowed. It's inevitable it's going to happen, but it can be slowed, and you can do it much more gracefully, and that's where your 9 hallmarks of aging come in. So let's talk a little bit about that, some of the main, I'll start with the first one, because to me that sounds like the most important one, and obviously it's number one in your list too, and that's the genes. Tell us a little bit about that, and how what we do impacts our genetics for better or for worse? For worse as we age, or for better if we want to do something about it?
Yeah, absolutely, Ben. And it's been reasonably recently discovered that our DNA is actually what drives the speed that we age. And, back at pharmacy school 30 years ago, DNA was really just considered an instruction set that we've learned that it's just such a vibrant molecule. It's affected by our environment, our thoughts, so many things, and our DNA breaks up to 100,000 times a day in our cells, which is a crazy high number.
Yeah.
But nothing to worry about, because we've got these amazing mechanisms that monitor our DNA, repair it, keep it going strong. But over time, that DNA does, you only break things a certain amount of times and fix them up before that those breakages start to actually impact on the function of it. And our DNA, as we talked about, was that code the instruction set in the cell, and it's really important that instruction set is working really well, so that, you know, a heart cell is a heart cell and a skin cell is a skin cell. But, you know, as we get a wee bit older, things get a wee bit confused, there's a wee bit of noise, and that heart cell starts to become a little bit of a cell, you know, skin cell, or vice versa, and it compromises its function. And the faster that happens, the faster we age.
So let me ask you this. There's certain genes that are fixed, as I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong. There's certain genes that are fixed, and the vast majority are not fixed. And this vast majority are the ones that you can manipulate using epigenetics, if you will, or thoughts, or good nutrition, or, you know, all of these kinds of techniques and protocols. Did I say that right, that there's permanent genes that can't be affected, and there's genes that can be? Is that correct?
I think there are genes, definitely permanent genes. It's almost like you've got your instruction set from birth, and those don't change too much. What changes is the switches, the epigenetic switches, which turn those genes off and on. And that's where things get a little bit more confused as we get older. And I think, you know, people talk about it being a little bit like a compact disc that's all shiny and new when we're born, and that information is super clear and high fidelity, and it's very easy for our body to read it, but we get scratches on those. That DNA scratches on that compact disc, and then all of a sudden that fidelity, that information is not so good. And as we age, those scratches just keep on coming.
But the things like eye color, height, gender, the enzymes that code for all that stuff, that seems to be located somehow differently, or it's somehow the body responds to, cells respond to it differently, because those are permanent. You never change those. You can't think those wet. Is that true?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, 100%. Yes.
So there's some. Is that an accurate description? There's some that are permanent, and there's a lot that aren't. Is that an accurate statement?
You're right, Ben. And it's really about what genes are turned off and on in the cell, and obviously our eyes don't change color. And it's hard coded, but there are many things, and they say, like, you know, 20% of our destiny is coded to our genes, and the other 80% is actually, it's the environment, it's how we live, it's what we do, it's how we think that actually can affect how our genes operate.
And what we do and how we think is so powerful, the idea that we can change our genetics by what we do and how we think. I love that idea. All right, we'll continue when we come back. Greg, I want to talk about telomeres as well as some of your nutritional supplements that people can use. We got Greg McPherson with us. This book, Harnessing the 9 Hallmarks of Aging. More with Greg McPherson on The Bright Side right after this.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them? Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on the bright side. We're talking to Greg McPherson, pharmacist, biotechnologist, author, and researcher and author of the book Harnessing the Nine Hallmarks of Aging to Live Your Healthiest Life. All right, so we talked about the genes. You also talk a little bit about telomeres, but I want to get into this idea of what you call deregulated nutrient sensing. What is that all about?
Yeah, it's all about how our body reacts to the nutrition that we have. So, you know, when we're young, we eat some protein and some carbohydrates and a little fat, and those elements of our foods are all assimilated perfectly and go towards, you know, building muscle, building bone, building a little fat, and providing energy for our bodies. But as we get a wee bit older, that sensing system tends to tip over a little bit, and just means we might put on a little bit extra weight. It means that we don't perhaps do some of the cellular housekeeping that we used to do and that is stimulated by, you know, various nutrients that we have. So that process just starts to decline, and it really hits us probably from our 50s onwards.
Is that what accounts for, like, the loss of muscle mass as you get older, do you think?
Yeah, there's certainly a part of that, for sure.
That's an interesting phenomenon. Like, you could work out when you're after your age 60, you could work out as much as you want, and you're still not going to get to that look, that unless you're doing hormones probably, that you had when you were in your 30s or 40s.
Yeah, that's right. It's just a gradual loss of muscle mass that we all experience from the 50s, 60s, and beyond.
Yeah. All right. You talk about something that I find incredibly fascinating, and I suspect it'll be not too long before it reaches the public domain, but people still don't know about this yet. It's called mTOR. And I agree with you. This whole mTOR concept is a key in the aging, in how efficiently the body ages and how rapidly the body ages. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is exactly, why they call it mTOR, and what its relationship is to accelerated as well as to graceful aging?
Yeah, absolutely. I love the topic of mTOR, being it's just such a fascinating little molecule. But it's essentially a switch. It's a switch which gets turned on when we have food, and that switch tells our body how to stimulate that, build muscle, store a bit of fat, etc. And when you turn it off, it actually replicates, or you can replicate that by fasting. When you don't eat, the switch gets turned off. And it stimulates or sets off all these beautiful cascades inside our body that
are really pro-longevity. And so it's why people talk about fasting as being quite good for you, because we flip the switch off and it stimulates things like autophagy, which clears out cells that are old proteins that are kind of old and faulty. And it's really it's conserved in just about every mammalian animal and species.
Yeah.
And what's neat is that they've worked out that if you inhibit mTOR, that you can actually slow aging down. And it's they've found a drug called rapamycin. When you take rapamycin, you can actually, you do slow the aging process down, and it's been tested in mice and all sorts of organisms, and it's now being tested in humans to see if we can actually modulate aging, slow it down. It's super exciting.
Yeah, it is super exciting. It seems to be tied into calories and to sugar, and anything that revs up the system revs up mTOR and sort of burns things out, acts like running the current too high for too long, sort of thing, right? Would you say, is that a good way of putting it?
Yeah, it is. It's actually why they think perhaps this Western diet that we're all enjoying at the moment, we've got an excess,
killing us.
Excess of calories. It's killing us. Yeah,
it's definitely
having a negative effect. And so now we know this, though, we can start to do things like occasionally be hungry, which flips the switch off and supports all that cellular housekeeping.
What are you talking about? Occasionally be hungry. Whoever is occasionally be hungry. Unless you're fasting.
It's a problem, right?
Yeah, it's a big problem.
We live in an environment where we've just got so much abundant food, and we have this switch flipped on to on all the time, and it makes our body think that we've got to store all this fat and tissue and so on. That's not so good for us.
People don't realize how much energy it takes to run this system, and how you can burn it out by just constantly feeding it. You ever hear people say you want to eat five meals a day, or you want to snack all day long? You want to eat throughout the day? Do you ever hear people say that?
Like that used to be. And it breaks my,
I know, exactly. It's like, what are you thinking? What do you think? I know, because people don't understand the biochemistry. They just speak in memes, basically. They don't really understand what's going on. You definitely don't want to be eating five times a day. You want to eat one time a day, if that, like you say. And that's probably,
Totally.
Yeah, we talk about that all the time. And it's interesting that science is now catching up to these ideas by understanding the mitochondrial and respiratory and energy producing chemistry, because it's all quantum, really. And so we didn't really understand until recently, relatively recently.
Well, we're ancient humans being in a very modern world. And, if we walk back, 100, 200, 300 years, food was not always abundant.
True.
And so when we have a period where we aren't eating, it actually triggers the body to go into survival mode and turns on all these longevity circuits, because your body wants to survive.
Yeah.
So that's the benefit of occasionally being hungry, and you've got to be sensible about it. Obviously, you've got to be doing it carefully and making sure that you've got the right nutrition. But if you are careful, then skipping breakfast from time to time and occasionally skipping lunch as well is really good for you.
All right, I want to get into some of the nutritional strategies that you proposed, and you got some interesting ones. But before you get to that, you have something, one of the hallmarks is stem cell exhaustion. So you're saying that stem cells can actually stop dividing, they can stop turning into cells, into whatever cells they're turning into?
Yeah, we've got these pools of stem cells that we're born with, and these stem cells replace the cells that wear out most regularly in our body. And the best example is our blood cells. And, our body's making millions, trillions of these cells a day, and they come from these pools of stem cells. And, just like, we all get a little tired as we get older, then these stem cell pools start to get tired as well, and they start to, the bank account gets a little empty. Mm. And then that just restricts the amount of cells that our body can make, and in the case of perhaps like our immune cells, it actually starts to affect our ability to run an effective immune system. So, we do need to look after them and have strategies to love your stem cells.
Yeah, that's interesting, because I'm a little saddened to hear that, because I thought stem cells were permanently young, that they never got exhausted, that they would live forever. So that's a little saddening to know about the stem cells, but I guess all cells have their time, time to go and time to get old and time to die. So let's talk about what you can do about it in terms of nutrition. What are some of your proposals?
Yeah, so look, I mean, look, so first place I start, Ben, is always exercise, like just moving. Our bodies need to move. They respond so positively to exercise. So, you know, 5, 10, 20, even 30 minutes a day where people can, it's going to be so good. On the nutrition front, we want to be carb minimizing, so sugar minimizing. You talked just before about how we eat all the time. We can kind of burn out our system and it gets a little bit too heavy. And you know, our bodies need sugar and carbohydrates to operate because that's how things work in terms of how we generate energy in our bodies. But the worst thing we can do is overdose it because all of a sudden our body gets overloaded and a few circuits get tripped and it's actually quite bad for us. So if anything, you know, carb minimization is a great strategy. You know, if you look back, you know, a couple of hundred years ago, we might have had about, you know, 2 or 3 teaspoons of sugar in our diet.
Yeah,
you know, a day, a week, you know, like it's not so much. So we're not designed for sugar. We love sugar because it triggers, it's, you know, the body is actually attuned to want it. But no, if you can minimize that. So, you know, the other elements are...
Well, that's easier said than done, though. That's easier said than done. Tell us, how do you do that? Just willpower?
Look, it's just actually getting your body used to it. It's training it. You know, we get energy from numerous circuits. The body loves sugar because it's the easiest way that it gets energy. And so if you can just start to reduce sugar in your diet, you get something called metabolic flexibility, which is the, you know, we've got multiple pathways in our body that we can generate energy from. We get so addicted to sugar because it's the easiest way and our body doesn't like it when we take it away. Mm. But over time, you get it, and then all of a sudden your body starts to go, hey, look, there's not so much sugar around. Where do I get the next bit of energy? And it's actually the fat in that we store in our body.
Ketogenesis.
Yeah, you got it. Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, you know, if we can get to that point, like I can fast now for a day, and I don't get hungry, and it's just my body's worked out, hey, I can get my energy elsewhere.
Do you feel great, like, in the middle of the fast?
Oh, occasionally I don't, Ben, but most of the time, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, awesome.
And it's just, again, you know, I talk about this with some people and they go, they just can't get their heads around it. They need their snacks.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. It's psychological. I totally get it, and I totally agree. Hey, Greg, we're out of time. Thanks so much for coming on, and thanks for putting up with all the hassles to get on the air. I really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. Always a pleasure to talk with you, Ben. Thank you.
Take care, buddy. Greg McPherson, author of Harnessing the 9 Hallmarks of Aging to Live Your Healthiest Life. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome week. We will talk to you next Saturday. Bye for now.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.